Thank you. Good morning, everybody. So today I'm going to be presenting data from the Massachusetts Sharps Injury Surveillance System, and particularly how we model annual trends with this data. So I'm going to focus more on the methodology. I have nothing to disclose. But before I get into the methodology, I just want to give some of the background about our surveillance system. So in 2000, a law was passed in Massachusetts that required hospitals in the state to begin using and begin trying to use more sharps with engineered injury prevention features to try to reduce the number of sharps injuries. Additionally, this regulation required hospitals to maintain a written exposure control plan with a procedure for selecting the devices to use. Also, they need to maintain a sharps injury log, which is about the data for the injuries that happen in the hospital. And then that data has to be reported to us at the Massachusetts Department of Public Health annually. And that's the data that I'm using, that I'm presenting today. So the way this the Massachusetts Sharps Injury Surveillance System works is we have all healthcare workers in Massachusetts hospitals that are licensed by our Department of Public Health. And the incidences that need to be reported to us are any bloodborne pathogen exposures with the sharps in sharps device that pierces the skin or mucous membrane. We get our reports annually, usually in January or February, for injuries that happened in the previous year. And the data that's reported to us are data about when the injury occurred, the employment status, the occupation, where it occurred, the device that was used, and different elements of the device, for example, whether it was a safety device and what the mechanism of protection was, and then also why the device was being used and how the injury occurred. So traditionally, what we've used to model rates at the hospitals is negative binomial regression. So we calculate rates either as the number of sharps injuries that occur per 100 licensed beds at the hospitals or per 1,000 FTEs, full-time equivalents. So as I said, we traditionally use negative binomial regression. And like Poisson regression, this is used to model count data because we have the count of injuries as our numerator. The reason we use negative binomial regression instead of Poisson regression is because it controls for overdispersion in the rates. So because we have close to 100 licensed hospitals in Massachusetts, we have a wide range of rates at these hospitals, so we use negative binomial regression. And this form of regression can be performed in most statistical software. In our case, we use SAS. Now, I should say, so this is what we've used in the past, but one disadvantage of negative binomial regression is it only models one trend for the period that you're examining. So here you see the overall rate at our hospitals from 2002 to 2013, where we have complete data. And while we have seen an overall decline, in recent years we started to notice, just visually looking at the data, there seems to be a plateauing occurring here beginning in 2009. So we wanted to begin to look at the data more closely and see if this plateauing was real and was statistically significant. So one type of regression that can be used to check for changes in rates over time is called join point regression. Join point regression is the software to perform join point regression is available freely from the National Cancer Institute. You can see the website there where you can download it. And essentially, they've been using it because they have cancer rates going back to the 70s to model how changes in rates have occurred over time. And it's a really simple software to use. Here I'm just showing you some of the windows that you use to model the rates. So you have your independent variable. In our case, we use year because we're modeling annual rates. And then you select how many join points. Now, these are the actual changes that occur during the observation period. So in our case, we never saw more than one. We only looked for two in our rates. Then you input your rates. Can input your rates directly into the window, and you also manually input your standard error. Now, this only takes comma separated value data, so that's how we imported it into the system. Additionally, there's some of the more advanced selections you have to make. So this right here, the method of using it is just about where they actually look for the join points, where they look for the change. So the grid search method assumes that the change occurs at one particular point. So if in our case we're modeling the annual rates, it would look for the join point occurring on January 1st, 2004. With the Hudson method, it assumes that because the counts are being taken over the course of the year, that the change might occur within the year. So we thought that made more sense for our data. And then there's also how many permutations. So this is how many times different trends will be modeled in the data before it selects the ones that most match what seems to be actually happening. And this is what the output looks like. So here you see our independent variable, the year, the actual observed rate that we inputted along with the standard error that went along with the rate that we inputted. And then this is the modeled Y value. So this is what the software is saying is actually occurring in the data. And then and it also shows you where it identifies the join point as occurring. So where, if there is a change in the trend, that's where it's identified. Additionally, it gives you some information. So here is with the whole cohort. So this is just doing essentially what negative binomial regression does and seeing what the annual percent change is for the whole point. But then this shows you within, once the join points have been identified, what the different annual percent changes are, along with p-values and confidence intervals. So just briefly recap our methods. So injuries in this case were restricted to employees at hospitals that were open throughout the observation point. We restricted to employees because injuries at hospitals that get reported to us can occur to non-employees, for example, attending physicians, but because they wouldn't be included in the FTEs, our denominator, we didn't include them. Additionally, we only stuck with hospitals that were open throughout the period because we wanted to have all hospitals. We wanted to have the same hospitals in every year when we were modeling the rates. As I said earlier, rates were computed as the count of injuries per 1,000 full-time equivalents. And then we stratified the rates by hospital size, teaching status, and by occupation to see if there were any differences amongst those groups. And then we all modeled with both negative binomial and joint point regression to see whether the differences. So I'll briefly show some of the results that we've seen. So the first thing we saw was that, yes, there was a real change occurring in our rates at our hospitals. So when we used negative binomial regression, we saw one trend of negative 2.8% annual percent change per year. But when we used negative binomial regression, we saw that in 2009, there was a change in rate. So while for the first 7 years of our observation, we saw a pretty drastic negative 4.4% declining trend, since 2009, we've seen the rate start to plateau and basically not change. So we wanted to look closer at our data to see what might be causing this change to be occurring. So the first thing we wanted to look at was hospital size. So we know since we began collecting data, large hospitals have consistently had a higher rate than medium and small hospitals. So we thought maybe it was the large hospitals that were driving this plateauing. So with negative binomial regression, it's basically the same story for the large and medium hospitals. They're both declining around negative 3% per year. But then when we modeled them using join point regression, we saw that that for large and medium hospitals, they were following essentially the same trend, declining until 2009 and then plateauing in 2013. So it didn't seem like it was hospital size that was accounting for this. Now, small hospitals are following a bit more of a funky pattern, but these are really small counts, so they probably can't account for what we're seeing with the data. So we also looked at occupation, and that's where we saw something a bit more interesting. So when we were using negative binomial regression, we saw an increasing trend for physicians, while at the same time seeing a declining trend for nurses. And the declining trend for nurses was pretty similar for the declining trend we saw for the state overall. But then when we used join point regression, we saw this really drastic early decline for physicians and then a steady increasing trend since 2004 for physicians. Well then, but nurses have been following a trend more similar to what we've observed for the state overall. So we think that it's something that's occurring within occupation that might be driving these trends. What it is, that's the next question that we're trying to answer. So just in conclusion, joint point regression was able to identify changes and trends that would not be visible with the traditional trend modeling system of negative binomial regression. Hospital size does not seem to be causing these changes, but differences in rates by occupation may be. And this could be a few things. So we present these data back to the hospitals every year, and we try to get there because they're the front line, and they see what's happening in the hospitals. And what occupational health staff at the hospitals has identified may be contributing to the changes amongst physicians is either the fact that they're using new technologies that they're less familiar with. So it could actually be a measure of risk when we're seeing these increasing rates, or which would be a negative thing, obviously, or it could represent increased reporting amongst physicians. So anecdotally, we know from the hospitals that younger physicians are more likely to report their injuries than older physicians. So this increasing rate that we're seeing may actually be an element of better reporting amongst physicians. So in conclusion, joint point regression is an easy-to-use software that makes it possible to examine changes and trends with more detail. And these findings will hopefully have important implications for our intervention activities to reduce sharps injuries. Thank you. Thank you. So basically modeling the rates hospital specific. That's something that we're moving in that direction. That's the next step. We want to start doing multi-level modeling for these hospitals to actually look at what's happening in the individual hospital. So we're not aggregating. For example, we can begin looking rather than at just hospital size as a category in itself. We can actually look at how more beds contributes to increased risk. So we can actually have that as part of the element. So that's definitely a direction we want to move in because we think we can learn more from that. Definitely.
I have a question.
Yeah.
When you compare Strata, does mm-hmm. that software program spit out for you some sort of relative comparison in the trend lines for the two strata?
So what we did was we would manually break apart our data and then put them in separately. So we actually didn't...
So you don't have a statistical test about whether the two lines...
Yeah, so we basically just looked at whether the confidence intervals overlapped uh-huh. with each other. So we could look at whether the trends overlap with each other or whether in any particular year they overlap with each other. So that was the best way we could do it. But right now, joint point regression doesn't offer sort of the stratified and then give you those tests. But if you download it, you'll see there's a third window when you're defining your parameters, and they have those in there yet. You just can't use them yet. So I think they're sort of teasing that that's going to be an option in the next, whenever they release the newer version of the software. Sorry? It's freely available. I have the website here. We can download. But if you just Google NC National Cancer Institute Join Point, you'll be able to freely download it. And like I said, it's really really easy to get.
Thank you.